Jalen Hurts.
What's the kind of the mindset? Is there a different mindset at all when you're a little more hyped when you're going to an SEC schedule?
We have to go out there and play our game, like all the other games. And nothing changes. I obviously want to, you know, kind of get your mind right, I guess, because it's, you know, it's getting kind of real now. But, I mean, same rules apply. Same preparation applies. You have to go out there and play.
Have you looked at their front at all? Been looking at film of the Vandy front?
And that defensively, they're good. I think they're like number one in the nation as far as all those statistics and stuff. But you know, we're up for a challenge, and we understand that, and we have to go out there and play our game.
You haven't turned the ball over since Auburn last year. How much of that was a focus this offseason, you know, taking care of the football?
I mean, going into any game, obviously, you don't really, you don't go into the game with concerns. We can spare a pick, we can spare a fumble, none of that. We want to be protective of the ball, and we have to do a good job of continuing to do that.
Coach Saban said that you take part in that start of practice, ball security. Is that pretty rugged?
If I'm going to run a little bit, I need to get hit a few times in practice or whatever it is, and I think that helps in the game.
How fast is Robert Foster?
He's fast. Y'all saw that. Man, he's real fast.
How you feeling physically
after taking
some hits or something?
I feel fine. It ain't the first time I've taken some hits. You know, I've been here.
What is that ball security drill like?
Just protect the ball high and tight, and just protect the ball, kind of try and carry it over to the game.
How has that improved for you? I mean, when you first got here, I guess you lost a couple fumbles, or you know, you were able to sometimes recover them too. But like, how much has that improved for you, I guess, but just by going through the drills?
We're doing a better job of taking care of the ball. We want to continue to do that. That's that.
I mean, how did you carry the ball in high school?
Just protecting the ball as a kid. It's not, you know, I don't know what you want to hear. I don't know. Just protect the ball.
How do you feel the communication work between the offense and just with you and the offensive line team?
I think we've done a better job. They protected real well last game. Not really anything exotic that we've seen from the defense as far as pressures or anything. They've been challenged, and they answered the challenge last week.
Does Scott Cochran ever try and strip the ball out from you like he does with some of the running backs at practice?
Yeah, I mean, you know, ball security, you know, you look here. The ball. Defensively, we want to strip the ball. Offensively, we want to keep the ball. And we want to continue to take care of it.
What are your thoughts of the Vanderbilt player saying that Alabama's next, kind of calling you guys out?
I mean, it's not the first person to say that, and it probably won't be the last. Then the day, we got to go out there and play our game. You know, I've said this too. Everybody's liable to their own opinion. You know, we got to go out there and play. And we know we're up against a good opponent. We have to go play our game.
What are some of the early things coaches have talked about with their defense, aside from just the numbers that you referenced, them being very good numbers-wise defensively?
We haven't really met yet, but I mean, from me watching it, you know, they play good ball, kind of get to the ball fast. You know, that, you know, like any good defense in this country, that, you know, they're it, and they have it all. So we're up for a challenge.
How do you describe your style as a leader in terms of being vocal? Do you get Nick Saban like, or do you?
The biggest thing to being an effective leader is being able to affect others, and you know, kind of get the point across. How can I make them better instead of how can I make them make me better? You know, I'm doing it for them, not me, and you know, doing it more so for the team. So it's based on how do you want, you know, it to benefit them.
What was your impression of how Bo ran in the past game against Colorado State?
I mean, Bo always runs hard. Damon always runs hard. Najee, Josh, whoever has the ball, they're running with a purpose. And you know, that's what we like to see at the running back position. So I think everybody's doing a good job.
How good was it to get Josh back there after he missed a few games?
It's real good. You know, just like it was good to let Robert Foster cut loose a little bit. You know, happy to have Josh back. And hopefully he can have a big impact this week.
How much of a hit is it to lose Miller?
Somebody has to step up. You know, it hurt us, but somebody has to step up. You know, we're unfortunate that happened to him, but you know, next man up.
When you're running, how aware of you are you of kind of your sliding or you know avoiding taking big hits? How aware are you of doing that?
It just depends on the situation. I try and protect myself as much as I can, but you know, if I feel like I can make a play, or if I need to make a play or get a first, or anything in that sort. I do my best to get it done.
I think you did one of the runs up the middle. I think you kind of slid on your side a little bit. Is that something coaches go back and tell you, hey, you are going to slide feet first or whatever?
Man, it's not really emphasized. It's just me being a running the ball, trying to protect myself.
In reference to Robert touchdown, you know, that was about 15-yard pass, and he took all the way in the end zone. How much pressure does it take off you that, you know, you can make a throw like that and then those guys can immediately make a play with it?
That's what they came here for. They came here to make plays. And I think they're doing a really good job of making plays. I mean, you get the ball in their hands and they can break a guy off, make somebody miss and get to the end zone. That's always good.
On your first touchdown run, was that a read off the linebacker if he follows Damian and then clears off the middle?
I mean, you play man coverage, nobody has a quarterback. So kind of opened up and just made a play on the field.
Is that just an automatic, if that happens, go?
No, it's just, you know, instinctive, I guess. You know, not any reads or anything. I didn't think anything was open. My read wasn't there. Damian wasn't there for the check down, so I made a play on my own.
Is there ever a time during a play like that where you know that you're going to make it to the end zone? And when did you know on that play?
I don't know. I'm going to score until I score. So.
Couple more. John, how much, if any, do you go through and look at scores from other games or teams around the SEC? I said, how much, if any, do you go around and just look at like what other teams in the SEC did on Saturdays or with like Vanderbilt? Do you not even hear about like what they did in their previous game until you get in today?
I know they beat Kansas State. Really good team, 18th ranked, I think. I see a lot of what goes on, Ole Miss or whoever it is, LSU, Mississippi State. We see all that. But right now, we're focused on Vanderbilt and trying to get ready for them.
Those running backs are splitting the ball pretty evenly to an extent. Can you tell an unselfishness in practice and games and everything from their attitudes?
Everybody's there to win. Everybody is for the team. You know, nobody's selfish on this team. Everybody's doing what's best for the team. You know, we're not losing. Everybody's in best fortunes for the team.
That's it. Okay. Thank you.